So, everyone, before we get started today, I just want to take a second and make sure that as a team here, we're really setting the right intention for ourselves. So, I would love your help in what I'm about to ask for, but this 20 to 30 minutes is really about inspiring ourselves and inspiring each other to find something that really we can hold on to through the week and really make ourselves better and to pursue what we're here to do. So I am asking you for feedback to me about how I could do a better job with that. And also, I'm asking you to really dig in deep here and to really give this your full attention and your full quality for this 20 or 30 minutes. So with that said, I'm going to jump right in. Last week, Sat shared the quote, "You are not one person but three, the one you think you are, the one others think you are, and the one you really are." And she asked us to contemplate on it, that there was a lot of value in it. So what I did was I included that, but I went and found a few other quotes that I thought maybe could add to it, I hope, and if not, then not, to help us open this up.
The quotes that Kavi has chosen are as follows. Quote number one, "You are not one person, but three. The one you think you are, the one others think you are, the one you really are." Quote number two, "God if you think, God you are. Dust if you think, dust you are. As you think, so you become. Think God, be God." Quote number three, "Before this body formed, you were there. After this body leaves, you are there. Without this body, you're still there. You are omnipresent. You are the unchanging Atma. You are the All." Quote number four, "True bliss is not found in this world. Keep your mind always on God. Only then will you have peace and happiness."
So I'm going to read the first quote, and I'm going to ask a couple questions. "You are not one person, but three. The one you think you are, the one others think you are, the one you really are." So my first question is, how does contemplating on this, or just believing that you are not one, but three, help you? How can you use this truth to further your goal? How is this of help or of use to you? And I'll start with myself. For this week, I spent time with this quote. And what a couple things happened. But the first thing that happened was that it really created this thirst to question what I am and this thing that I think I am. And the more that I would question it, the more I would start to see that, like, there is just this collection of ideas and thoughts and beliefs that just come together, and they seem very sturdy, and I see everything through that lens unless I'm focused on being conscious, and then just goes away. And then it goes away so quickly that you wonder how it could be so tough in the first place, but then it comes back so tough. And this quote made me question that a lot this week. Like question a reaction or look at something, and I would just see, like, it would just made me want to question most of my reactions and most of the time I spend as like this kind of bundle of ideas. And that's something that has happened to me through this quote, is just this need to question more about how I see things and why I see them that way. This question doesn't do it for anybody. I'll go on to the next one. But the question was, how does knowing that you are not one but three help you?
من هم هفته پیش روی این جمله که نشستم که توی ساعتهایی بیشتر چیزی که منو توجه جلب کرد سوال کردن بیشتر راجبه این که این کیه که فکر میکنه یا این کیه چیه تو من داره فکر میکنه. این منو دوباره می برد به اون تینکر، به اونی که فکر کننده هست که سوهلاس با خودش برادرها رو داره، داستان داره و باعث میشد که بیشتر با یه دقت بیشتری نگاه کنم این پرسونالیتی رو.
So Hila shares that for her, the questioning made it so that she started to ask, who is it that's having these thoughts? And she started to be able to recognize the thinker more easily.
Yeah, my experience was similar to that.
Yeah.
Would it be helpful to ask, were you going to say something like that?
No, go ahead.
I mean, if you, to dig a little deeper in this quote, I'd be curious to everyone here, who is the one you think you are in this quote? What does that mean to you, the one you think you are?
The every thought that comes is the one I think I am. And until I catch myself and say, wait a minute, who are you? What are you that feels this way? Who feels this way? Who wants to defend themselves? Who is hurt? Until that moment, every single thought that I have is who I think I am. And then it's like a switch. I see it, that I have completely identified with this thought. I say, who is it that feels this way or cares about this or is daydreaming about that or wants to look this way? And then it's like the switch is flipped. So there's a lot of awareness. That quote, I see it. When I watch my thoughts, I see just that. Who I think I am. That was just who I was. It's interesting that he says who I think I am. It's every thought.
شما میگید که برای که سوال کنید من کی هستم باید اون سکوت رو پیدا کرده باشین که این سوال رو بکنید. برای هر من نمیتونم بگم من اون سکوت رو پیدا کردم که این سوال رو بکنم، ولی بیشتر توی مومنت های لحظه های اونی که نیستم و بیشتر میبینم تا اینکه تو اون سکوت بگم من کی هستم، یعنی توی عمق سکوتی برم.
So Hila shares that Sat, you said that in order to know who you are, you need to find it in that silence. I cannot say that I've been able to do that, but through questioning, I am able more and more to see who it is that I am not.
Yeah, like the more that I'm questioning, the more I see that like there's like this very big filter that I see everything through, and it's like deeply tied into. It's just some collection of ways I see the world that I don't know if I was born with or I grew with, but like they jade everything, and everything comes through it, and it's like I have a spin on everything, and I feel like everything I'm thinking is like. Like when anytime I'm doing anything unconsciously, like my default is this thing, this collection of ideas, this who I think I am, and it just defaults, it just switches right there, and it's crazy how quickly you think that's what you are. So the questioning has been really helpful for me. Do you guys have any thoughts on who you think you are, or what is meant by the one you think you are?
For me, the one I think I am is not like constant or permanent. It's always changing, as she told, it's according to the thoughts. Like when I contemplate on it, I really don't know who I am. I can't say I'm this.
Anything you want to share?
Similar to what everybody else had said, the one you think you are is just this body, this Kumud, the name Kumud and this body. Like, it's not for me like the one you think you are. For me, I'm the Atma, and the one that others think you are would be, you know, people call me Kumud, this body, Kumud. The one you really are, I can't say. And like everybody else said, when it's really like when you contemplate and when you're in silence or when you're doing when you're chanting the names and mostly when you're in silence, it just comes for a little bit and then it goes away.
I would just add that I think I spend probably the majority of my time being the first two of these three people, one who I think I am and one who other people think I am. Mm-hmm. And I think that leads to me running with my thoughts and thinking about I am this and now I need to do this. Mm-hmm. Or that person thinks I'm this and now I need to fill that role for them. So I think this quote is really quite comforting because when I can see that I'm playing these roles and then separate from them, I experience something different. That's a harder thing to explain how I feel, but I'm able to do that more and more, and it's a relief. Mm-hmm. So this quote kind of gives you an opportunity to stop, take a step back, and realize that you don't have to be all of that.
It says, the one you think you are, the one others think you are, and the one you really are. And I know last week, Sat shared that the one others think you are is really, you're just taking what they think you are and you're interpreting it for yourself.
The one you think you are is this physical body that carries all these thoughts. The other people are not in your body, so their image of you is all mental, is a subtle, is ideas. What makes their ideas stay alive as a second person is you thinking what they think of you. That's what keeps their idea alive of you. And in order to begin to see the separation, like all of you were saying, two things has to be done. One is regular consciously being aware of a silence that is within and without. Checking that silence that I call home. And it is eternally accessible and available because it is not of the mind, so it does not change. It is not 1 minute there, 1 minute it isn't. It is your attention that fails to experience it. So when you train your attention daily to feel the silence now and then between two words, between two talks, between two sentences, between two this, two that, to feel the silence is one part of this. The next part is to turn the, we're talking about the young adult today on the conference call, turn the attention, if you think of attention as a flashlight, is always going to different object, as if you're holding a flashlight and just constantly turning this flashlight toward itself. When you do that, you see yourself being separated from what you think you are and what other people think you are. How does this work? As much as you consciously are aware of silence during the day, which is very important, also consciously pay attention at the thinker, the one that thinks, without saying that this thinker is this or this, just the I am. Instead of saying, say, Satyam is this and that, just stay on Satyam, just stay on Kumud, just stay on Serenia, just to stay on Vijay. Stay with that without any adjective. Just check that. Go to it often during the day. What happens is somehow the attention that was wandering like a vagabond outside of you begins to look at itself. When you look at yourself, you begin to melt as an idea. This idea begins to melt into that infinite existence. This is what makes someone realize as they realize. And what does it do? When that happens, the functioning of the mind becomes much more evident. You know without knowing. You go into places that you need to go. The effort becomes less. The struggle becomes less. The depressing feelings and thoughts becomes less. Why? Because you have your intention and your attention as a flashlight, as a spotlight, onto yourself without any adjective. And you begin to know yourself like never before. And as you're doing that, the build of this entity begins to unravel. It begins to unravel. When it unravel, you realize you are the third part of Baba's code. That's why I said this code is so, so, so important. Don't fool yourself. This is the goal of life. So many lifetimes we all were mothers, fathers, children, CEO, homeless. This is our opportunity. Wake up. This is our opportunity. While we're going through our daily, I know you work, you have kids, you work, all of us are busy. Remember this too, the silence and also turning the flashlight to just me, not me this, not me that.
متاسفانه موقعی که سعد صحبت می‌کردن در جلسه فرصت ترجمه پیش نیامد، ولی بعداً رادها این گفته‌ها رو ترجمه کرده که من اینجا وارد می‌کنم.
سعد میگوید آنچه که تو فکر می‌کنی هستی یه بدن فیزیکیه که افکار در خودش نگه می‌داره و می‌بره این ور اون ور. دیگران توی بدن تو نیستن. پس تصویر آنها از تو فقط مال ذهنه. خیلی ظریفه ولی فقط ایده است. چیزی که ایده اونا رو زنده نگه می‌داره اینه که تو در مورد ایده اونا فکر می‌کنی. تا بتونی این جدایی رو ببینی که همتون در موردش صحبت کردین، دو اتفاق باید اول بیفتن. اولین اینه که مرتب آگاه اون سکوت باشی که در اون هست و بیرون. مرتب به اون سکوت سر بزن و من اسم اون سکوت رو گذاشتم خونه. و تا ابد هست. میشه بهش سر زد چون مال ذهن نیست، درست عوض نمیشه، تکون نمیخوره. اینطوری نیست که یه دقیقه اونجا باشه یه دقیقه نباشه، فقط تمرکز توئه که شکست میخوره و باعث میشه که نتونی تجربهش کنی. پس وقتی که به توجه تمرکزت عادت میدی که این سکوت رو احساس کنه هرگاهی از اوقا بین دوتا کار، بین دوتا صحبت، بین دوتا جمله، بین هر دو چیز بهش عادت بدی که این سکوت رو احساس کنه، اون یه بخشه از این قضیه. بخش دوم اینه که تمرکز رو بچرخونیم. اگر تمرکز رو مثل یه چراغ قوه ببینی که من امروز داشتم با FDA در این مورد صحبت میکردم، این چراغ قوه همیشه داره روی شیای مختلف نور میندازه. انگار یه چراغ قوه گرفتی دستت و این دفعه برگردونیش نورش روی خودش بیفته. و وقتی این کارو بکنی خودتو جدا میبینی از آن چی که فکر کردی هستی و آن چی که دیگران فکر میکنن هستی. حالا چجوریه؟ هر چقدر که با آگاهی آگاه این سکوت هستی در طول روز، که خیلی مهمه، باید همزمان خیلی آگاهانه باشی، توجه کن به متفکر، آن که فکر میکنه، بدونی که بگی آه این متفکره یا اینه یا اونه، به جای این که بگی مثلا ساتیام اینه یا اونه، فقط ساتیام، فقط بمون روی ساتیام، فقط بمون روی کمود، فقط بمون روی سرینیا، فقط بمون روی ویجی، همه رو تو اتاق صد میگه، بمون بدون این که بخوای توضیح بدی چیزی رو، اونجا سر بزن و با تعداد مکرر سر بزن در طول روز. و اتفاقی که میفته اینه که توجهی که قبلن ولگرد بود بیرون از خودت، شروع میکنه به خودش رو دیدن. وقتی خودت رو نگاه کنی، خودت به عنوان یه ایده آب میشی، این ایده شروع میکنه به آب شدن، حل میشه توی اون هستی بی انتها. و اینه که یکی رو خود شناخته میکنه وقتی اینو بشناسن. و این چی کار میکنه؟ وقتی این اتفاق بیفته، کار کردن ذهن خیلی واضح تر میشه. بدونی که بدونی میدونی، جایی که باید بری رو میری، کوشش کمتر میشه، کشمکش کمتر میشه، احساسای دیپرسینگ، احساسای بد کم میشن. چرا؟ چون هم توجهت و هم نیتت مثل یه چراغ قوه روی خودته، بدونی که بخوای به خودت دیسکریپشنی بدی، یعنی من اینطوری هم، من اونطوری هم، فقط من،
بدونی که بخوای به خودت صفتی بدی،
و شروع میکنی که خودتو بشناسی طوری که تا حالا نشناختی. و وقتی که تو داری در این راه هستی، داری این کار رو انجام میدی، این انتیتی، این شخص، این چیزی که ساخته شده، شروع میکنه که به باز شدن. و وقتی باز میشی، یعنی از اون پیچیدگی در میای، بعد میرسی به این سومین قسمت حرف بابا. برای همین میگم که این کوت خیلی خیلی مهمه. و خودتو گول نزن. هدف زندگی همینه. در خیلی زندگی‌های قبل هممون مادر بودیم، پدر بودیم، بچه بودیم، رئیس یه شرکت بزرگی بودیم،
یا ولگرد و بی خانمان بودیم.
حالا وقتمونه، این شانس به ما داده شده، بیدار شیم. الان موقع ما هست. وقتی داریم توی زندگی روزمره میریم، و من میدونم هممون سرمون شلوغه، کار میکنیم، بچه داریم، ولی این دوتا رو یادتون باشه، سکوت و این چراغ قوه رو چرخیدن به من، نه من اینم یا من اونم.
I have a question though that I don't understand. I understand to check in with the silence, but what do you mean by turning the flashlight on just me, not me this, me that? What does that mean? How is that?
A very good question. I don't know why I thought you guys know already. The ones that says me, have you ever gone there to see who it is that says me? Get to know that without being a daughter or a son. Just the one that says me. Before I introduce myself and say I am Sat or Satyam, I say I. Okay? Before all the adjectives and titles and all of that, find out, turn the flashlight toward this I that has so many adjectives going with it. Very easy to catch it, but it's not tangible. It's not, it's very subtle. Once you start being aware of it, the life begins to change. So this is the importance of this. Now, in this study circle, we're just not reading. We are very fortunate. We are very fortunate because not only we are reading the truth of what Baba is saying, but we also have complete map of how to do it. Other centers will read it I don't mean to belittle, but I have to tell the truth. But then, how do we do it? The question is, people come to me, they say the only thing that we see difference is not only we have the wisdom, but the application of it has to be there. Now, whether we do it or not is beside the point. But application is very important. Otherwise, we have inspirational code that we have nothing, we don't know what to do with it. So this application is a map, but the practice and the expansion of this map is all our own individual journey. If we use it and contemplate on it, we begin to get all our direction from within. The map comes from outside. The where, how about is all from inside of ourselves. It will guide us to where we need to go. So this is the importance of this code, and I was happy you, all of you, knew how important it is. It really is important. Ever since I ask people around me to question, they begin to turn the flashlight to the one that says, I am weak. Okay, wait a minute. Who is weak? Then you say, I am. Okay. Who is this I am? Who is it that is saying I'm weak? These are the direction of a self-realized people. Then we begin to see separation from our thoughts, from our anxiety, from our day-to-day pressure. We begin to see the separation. And as soon as we see separation, it touches us less, because we are now not so intimate to feel it. There is a gap. We practice more, the gap gets bigger, and we feel it less. Now the situation goes smoother because we are not emotionally tied with it. And so even psychologically, even scientifically, even reasonably, that makes sense. Forget about the whole truth it is. It just makes sense. No matter what kind of mind you have, it has to sink in that the way out is the way in.
رادا میپرسه من یه سوال دارم. میفهمم که وقتی که سعد جون میگی سر بزن به این سکوت یا این خونه منظورتون چیه، ولی این چراغ قوه رو چرخیدن روی من به جای من اینم یا من اونم چجوریه؟ سعد میگه که سوالت خوبه، من نمیدونم چرا فکر کردم که همتون اینو بلدین. اون شخصی که میگه من، تا حالا رفتی ببینی کیه که میگه من؟ با اون آشنایی پیدا کن، بدونی که بخوای دختر کسی باشی یا پسر کسی باشی، فقط اون شخص که میگه من، یا اون که اون چیزی که میگه من، اونی که میگه من، فقط برو با اون آشنایی پیدا کن. وقتی خودم رو میخوام به یکی معرفی کنم، بگم مثلا من ساتیامم یا من ساتم، اول میگم من، قبل از این که بخوام هیچی دیگه بگم، هیچی دیگه بهش اضافه کنم. پیداش کن، چراغ قوه رو بنداز روی اون من، بدونین که دنبالش کنی با چیزی. من اینم من اونم،
به عبارت دیگه صفتهای مختلف.
خیلی آسونه اینو مچشو گرفتن، اما چیزی نیست که بتونی لمزش کنی، بهش دست بزنی. خیلی ظریفه، و وقتی که بهش آگاهی پیدا کنی زندگی عوض میشه. پس اهمیت این کار اینه. حالا ما در این استادی سرکل فقط این کوت رو نمیخونیم، ما خیلی خوشبختیم، خیلی خوشبختیم، چون نه فقط داریم حقیقت بابا رو میخونیم، اما یه دونه دستور کامل بهمون داده شده که چجوری بریم سراغش، پیداش کنیم. سنترهای دیگه این کوت رو میخونن و من چیز بدی در موردشون نمیگم، فقط بعد حقیقت گفته شه. اونا میخونن، اما دیگه چجوری برن دنبالش؟ چیزی که اونایی که میان پیش من میگن این است که نه فقط به ما خیرت داده میشه، اما کاربردی هم بهمون داده میشه که چجوری به کار ببریمش. حالا به کار ببریمش یا نبریمش مطرح نیست، ولی همون که کاربردش داده شده خیلی مهمه. اگه نداده شه فقط یه کوت خیلی الهی داریم ولی نمیدونیم باش چی کار کنیم. اما چجوری اینو به کار ببریم، تمرینش چیه، چجوری از این گسترش پیدا کنیم، اون دیگه راه شخصن خودته.
در اینجا رادها برای ترجمه به کمی به مشکل برخورد میکنه و من ترجمه که خودم فکر میکنم درسته رو اینجا جایگزین میکنم. ساعت از کلمه مپ استفاده میکنن که به معنی نقشه هستش و میگن که اگر ما این نقشه رو استفاده کنیم، بروش تعمق کنیم، شروع میکنیم که تمام راهنمایی‌ها رو از درونمون دریافت کنیم. نقشه از بیرون دست ما میرسه ولی چگونه انجام دادنش همه از درونمون میاد و از درون راهنمایی میشیم که کجا بریم و چی کار بکنیم.
اهمیت این کوت اینه و خیلی خوشحالم که همتون میدونستین چقدر این کوت مهمه، چون خیلی مهمه. من از وقتی که اونایی که دور ور من و بهشون یاد دادم چجوری سوال کنن، شروع کردن که این چراغ قوه رو چرخوندن به خودشون، به اون شخصی که میگه من ضعیفم. وایسین یه دقیقه، کی ضعیفه؟ بعد میگی منم ضعیفم. اوکی، پس این منم کیه؟ کیه که میگه ضعیفم؟ این راه خودشناسیه، راهی که اونایی که خودشناختن رو طی کردن. از اینجا دیگه شروع میکنیم که جدایی ببینیم از افکارمون، از انگزایتیمون، از فشار زندگی روزمره. وقتی که این جدایی رو میبینیم دیگه این فشارها کمتر رو ما اثر دارن، چون دیگه انقدر باش آشنایی نداریم، یه فاصله پیدا کرده و هرچی بیشتر تمرین کنیم این فاصله بزرگتر میشه، کمتر احساسش میکنیم و قدمایی که تو زندگی برمیداریم یه ذره آسونتر میشن، چون انقدر احساساتی بهش وابسته نیستیم. یعنی اگر بهش سایکولوژیکلی نگاه کنی، از نظر ساینتیفیکی بهش نگاه کنی، هر جوری بهش نگاه کنی با هر ذهنی، میبینی که این میک سنس میکنه.
میک سنس میکنه یعنی به عقل جور در میاد.
یه جوری هر ذهنی که داری، هر جوری که هست، یه جوری ذهن باید بفهمه که همون جوری که اومد تو بعد از اون را بیاد بیرون.
The code that I really think we need to go with is the third one.
Okay.
Go ahead and read it. It's magnificent.
Before this body formed, you were there.
Yes.
After...
Sorry.
No, please.
That's my experience. Go ahead.
After this body leaves, you are there.
Yeah.
Without this body, you are still there.
Mm-hmm.
Omnipresent, you are the unchanging Atma. You are the all.
Yes. So Baba is really, really telling, I'm telling you, this is nothing but the truth. He is saying who you are. But it is not enough unless through practice and tools you make it yours. When Kumud practices these two, the silence and the questioning of who is this me, what happens is when you read a code like this, is no longer inspiration or words to her. She has gotten it through her own approach, because it has to happen within her. The question has to happen in her. The answer has to happen in her. The expansion has to happen in her. So this is what Baba is saying. Before this body was formed, you were there. Then it cannot be the first part and the second part. Because the thinking and the frame of the thinking, which is the body, is when you're born. Okay. What is he saying to me? He's saying before the body form, you were there. after this body leaves, you're there. Without this body, you're still there. Go find out if he's telling the truth. You're omnipresent. What is that you he's talking about? You are the unchanging Atma. Remember in the beginning of our study circle, I said, there is an eternal silence that is never moves, is infinite. You can always go to it. This is the omnipresent he's talking about. Omnipresent is not an entity that is everywhere, and it really is very simple. It's like subtler than ether, and is never moves. And the closest that we can touch is to say is a silence. Because in silence, there is no body or mind. Try it. When you feel the silence, you're no longer the body and mind. So what happened to the first and second part when you went to silence? This is why I emphasize silence, 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 and contemplation, which is asking. True bliss is not found in this world. Why? Because this is the world of body and mind. Keep your mind always on God. What does that mean? Turn the flashlight into thyself. Only then will you have peace and happiness. Why? Why should I have more peace and happiness? Because of this gap. The gap becomes who I thought I was and I'm not. It creates a gap. The gap is the peace and the silence. Any comment on that?
I'd like to try to continue this. I feel like this separation piece and this looking at the eye feels so helpful to me.
And don't be fooled and lazy to believe the mind when it says, well, I'm too busy, but I have responsibility. Don't be fooled, because the practices that is required, it has no place, no time agenda in it. It can be done between two sentences. Mm-hmm. It can be done between two works. It can be done in a split second. It can be done unbeknown to the outside world. So when the mind says, I cannot, that means you are not ready. You are not mature enough. Otherwise, there is absolutely no reason to think that you cannot do it. And the sooner we start, the less breakage we experience. That comes from the activity of the mind. So there.
Question? Oh,
sorry. صد اینا میمیده که حالا به نظرم باید بریم روی کوت سوم چون خیلی عالیه، فوق‌العاده است. کوی شروع میکنه به خوندن. قبل از اینکه این بدن به وجود بیاد، تو بودی. صد میگه آره، تجربه من این بود. ادامه بده.
کوی بقیه کوتو میخونه که از این قراره. وقتی که این بدن بره، باز تو هستی. بدون این بدن تو هنوزم هستی. تو اصلا همه جا حاضر هستی. تو آتمایی هستی که تغییر نمی کنه. آتما یعنی خداوند. یعنی تو خداوند تغییر ناپذیر هستی. تو همه اینا هستی.
سعد میگه آره. پس بابا اینجا واقعا داره به ما میگه که کی هستیم. و من دارم بهت میگم این حقیقته. به غیر از حقیقت چیزی نیست. اما کافی نیست مگر اینکه با تمرین و با ابزار مال خودت بشه. وقتی که کمود این تمرینا رو بکنه، هم سکوت هم سوال کردن این من کیم، اتفاقی که میفته اینه که وقتی یک کوت مثل این خونده میشه دیگه فقط لغتای زیبایی نیست براش، یه جوری اینو به دست آورده چون درون خودش اتفاق افتاده. هم سوال بعد درون خودش اتفاق بیفته، هم جواب، هم گسترش.
در ترجمه این چند خط یه مقداری مشکل بود که من اون چیزی که فکر میکنم درسته رو به جاش میگم. ست میگن پس فکر میکنی بابا چی داره میگه که وقتی میگه قبل از اینکه این بدن تشکیل بشه تو اینجا بودی؟ پس بنابراین نمیتونه اون چیزی که ما فکر میکنیم هستیم یا اون چیزی که دیگران فکر میکنن ما هستیم باشه. چرا؟ چون فکر کردن و اون زمینه و چارچوب فکر کردن که همون بدن ما باشه وقتی هستش که ما به دنیا اومدیم. پس بابا چی داره میگه به ما؟
داره میگه که قبل از اینکه بدن درست شه تو بودی، قبل بعد از اینکه این بدن بره تو هستی، بدون این بدن تو هنوز هستی. پس برو دنبالش ببین آیا داره حقیقت رو میگه. بابا میگه تو همه جا حاضری. این توی که میگه کیه؟ بابا میگه تو اتمایی که تکون نمیخوره و عوض نمیشه. یادتی در اول استادی سرکل من به شماها گفتم که یه سکوت بی انتهایی وجود داره که هیچ وقت تکون نمیخوره و تا ابد هست و همیشه میتونی بهش سر بزنی؟ این همه جا حاضری که بابا میگه همینه. همه جا حاضر یه چیزی نیست که بری دنبالش یه جایی پیداش کنی، نه همه جا باشه، اینطوری نیست. خیلی ساده است اما از ایترم ظریف‌تره و هیچ وقت تکون نمیخوره. و نزدیکترین که میتونیم بیایم بهش که لمسش کنیم اینه که بگیم سکوت، چون در سکوت نه بدن وجود داره نه ذهن. امتحانش کن، اول سکوت رو لمس کن بعد میبینی که نه بدنی نه ذهن. پس این اول و دوم قسمت کوت چی میشن در سکوت؟ آنچی که فکر میکنی هستی و آنچی که دیگران فکر میکنن هستی. برای همین که من همش در مورد سکوت 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 صحبت میکنم و تعمق سوال کردن. آناندا یا خوشی واقعی در این دنیا پیدا نمیشه. چرا؟ بابا میگه چرا؟ چون این دنیای بدنه و ذهن. بابا ادامه میده که همیشه ذهنتو روی خداوند گردار. یعنی چی؟ یعنی این چرا قوه رو برگردان روی خود. بابا میگه فقط اون موقع میتونی سهل و خوشی بدونی. چرا؟ چرا اون موقع سهل و خوشی بیشتر میشه؟ چون فاصله پیدا شده. این فاصله بین اون چی که فکر میکنم هستم و چیزی که نیستم به وجود میاد و این فاصله سهل و سکوت. و گول نخورین یا انقدر تنبل نباشین که ذهن رو باور کنین وقتی که میگه که نه من خیلی الان سرم شلوغه یا من خیلی گرفتاری دارم مسئولم. نه، گول نخور، چون این تمرین ها هیچ وقت خاصی نمیخوان، هیچ ساعتی ندارن. این تمرینی که لازم هست میتونی بین دوتا جمله انجام کنی، بین دوتا کار در یه ثانیه. و بدونی که هیچ کس توی دنیای بیرونی بدونه تو داری چی کار میکنی. پس وقتی ذهن میگه من نمیتونم، معنیش اینه که تو آمادگیش نداری، تو به اندازه پخته نیستی، چون هیچ دلیلی نیست.
و هرچه زودتر شروع کنیم این خرد شدنهایی رو که به خاطر فعالیت‌های ذهنی تجربه میکنیم کمتر تجربه میکنیم.
تموم شد.
There is a gap in recording and the first few words of this section is not recorded, but Soila asks a question. She says, is this questioning the same as just be? And Sat starts by explaining what is questioning or contemplation and what is just be. Sat says questioning is
finding the thief and quit identifying with it and finding home. Bosh is a stay home. Ta'amuq, your contemplation, is finding the thief and quit identifying with it. because you can be bash unless it's continuously you're in the state of being. If it has gap on it, the thief is up again. So the same time that you experience just to be, you also have to know what it is to not be, who it is that not is not being, so that this gap can, once you practice, the result or the progress of it is completely out of your hand. So don't even have any expectation or think that you failed or you didn't. All of that has to go. If you just practice and let it be.
Thank you. سهیلا سوال میکنه پس این سوال کردن همون باشه؟ سعد میگه در یه طرف دزد رو پیدا کردن و شناسایی دزده، در یه طرف دیگه خونه موندنه و باش همون خونه موندنه. تعمق کردن یعنی دزد رو پیدا کردن و دیگه باش هم هویت نشدن. چون میتونی تو باشی اما اگر باشت مرتب نباشه، یعنی مرتب در اون حالت بودنت نباشی، اگه یه فاصله کوچولی باشه دوز دوباره میاد بالا. پس در اون صورت در همون مدتی که داری خودو احساس میکنی باید بدونی که نبودن یعنی چی، کیه که نیست، توی بودن نیست، که این فاصله به وجود بیاد. و وقتی تمرین کنی نتیجهش در دست خودت نیست و هیچ نباید انتظار داشته باشی، فکر کنی که حالا شکست خوردم یا دارم خوب پیش میرم، همه اونا باید انداخته بشن. فقط تمرین میکنی و بذار باشه.